Hallelujah, hallelujah, well. We bless you, Father. We thank you for all things. And we pray that you place your profound seal upon your truth today. We shall do all things to exalt you, to worship, and to make known your mighty power. I pray in Messiah's wonderful name that you bless the preaching, the teaching, of whatever authority or force it comes by. Bless it, I pray, Father, that our hearts will submit and obey your truth, Father, that we will have a love for the truth. This is a generation that has no love for the truth, Father. I pray in each heart here and those that will hear this message that they will have a love for the truth to walk therein. We ask all things in the mighty name of Yahshua Messiah, the King, the mighty one of Israel. We bless you forevermore. And the saints said, hallelujah. We bless you all today, and we do thank the Father for all things. What a wonderful thing that we can come before His presence and lift up hands of worship and accolades of praise unto Him. For there is no other like Yahweh. There are many imposters and many deceivers, yet He is the mighty one that has created all things. And He has done things in a way that He intends for His sons, His children, to know Him personally by His name. And to know whom He is, that they may know who they pray to and who they ask for what they need. And it is important in this hour, as Yahweh bring His house to that trying hour, that will perfect them, will bring about a sincere and true dedication that they trust, they believe, and they have hope in the truth. That is what must be manifested in our hearts today. It cannot be some falseism, some hypocrisy, or some kind of religious emotion. But it must be a dependency upon the truth that we have confidence in what the Father has said. We may not understand what He has said, but we believe it and we trust that. That we will lay down our lives to inherit the promise of obeying the things that He commands us to do. What a profound hour that the assembly that Yahweh has called a people that He has chosen and elected to stand for the truth, whom He is, and that His laws are viable, and that they bring about a civility to the minds, the hearts, and the spirit of His people. And that is what it will do, saints. That is the truth. And the enemy has, with a great onslaught, he has come against the woman that shall bring forth this seed of righteousness. Now that is what Miriam produced, because his laws are the truth and they are righteous. And Messiah said, I will not destroy them. If I destroy them, I destroy the integrity of the Father. Now that is what man has done today. They have destroyed the laws of Yahweh, whereby they say he has no integrity at all. I say to you, my friends, without the truth of his laws dwelling in you, you can't even pray right. Your prayers are not even heard. They are an abomination unto Yahweh. Now the Tanakh of the Old Testament and the New Testament must bear witness of that. And if it doesn't bear witness of that, then that statement that I just made is a total fabrication, and it is a lie. That is why there is not much intercessory today. You can't even pray today. Now you can deceive your own hearts. You can speak lies and flattery to your own mind, but you are deceiving yourself.
The scripture gives us
an instruction how we may get to that place whereby we know that our prayers are being received by Almighty Yahweh. That is what Messiah taught the disciples how to pray. He was the one that opened the door unto the Father, that we could earnestly contend for the will of Almighty Yahweh to impregnate our souls, and we obey with all diligence and effort. That there is not an effort to do anything today. It's not an effort to be faithful. It's not an effort to pray. There's not an effort to submit, subject. There is a resistance. Because the spirit of lawlessness, which is produced by the powers of hell, and the corridor whereby they are manifested is the flesh. The natural mind, the carnal mind, will mind carnal things. Mind that is spiritual, it has the laws of Yahweh, it will mind those things that are of the spirit. Now we judge our own hearts and our own minds. We will see what kinds of things we do mind. We will see where our loyalty is. Is it according to the flesh? Or according to the laws of Almighty Yahweh? So you can examine yourself quite thoroughly by the word of faith. Now we examine ourselves by emotions, feelings, and our own opinions. But that is not how you're going to thoroughly cleanse yourself. That's why there is a constant filthiness of the mind, the heart, and the spirit of man today. Because judgment, which is a weightier thing, it is totally omitted today. We don't judge. It begins at the house of Almighty Yahweh. And if our bodies are the living place of the Kudush Ruah of Yahweh, His Spirit, then judgment begins there. For that is the component of the Spirit. It first of all comes to reprove and to show you your iniquity, your corrupt, vile ways that prevent the effectual, fervent prayer of a pure heart. Now, I want to stress that today. Our prayer sincerely being heard before Yahweh. Is this a nation that in all of their pomp, circumstance yesterday, they lifted up their icon, the revival of America, the man that brought revival, Mr. Ronald Wilson Reagan. They exalted him to a deity. They deified him on yesterday. And they will say that the world is a much better place because of him. I will say that it is a lie conjured from the depths of hell. For the world is as wicked as it was when Mr. Reagan was president as it is with Mr. Bush. These men are soldiers of darkness in all of their religious gala. How can two even have fellowship or walk together unless the spirit is of one accord? And they had all kinds of religious identifications yesterday. They extolled them. And they honored every kind of pagan, vile thing there is to honor. Yet they did not honor the Father, for He was not in the midst of their activities. He was not in the midst. And that does not invoke the Spirit of Yahweh, because two gather. He said, where there are two or three that are gathered in His name. And His name must be exalted in the midst. And that is the truth. I want to begin reading out of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 28. I want to touch here first in verse 4. Scripture says that man, or that they that forsake
the law, when you find one that forsake the law, when they deny the power and the strength of the law, praise the wicked. When you find someone that says, and they do not condemn that thing which is vile and evil, they have actually forsaken the law. And people today, we have forsaken the law. We do not allow the Spirit of Yahweh to rule in our lives. Now this is the folly that has been taught in America, that the Spirit is some kind of emotion or feeling, and it calls you to act some kind of erratic way. That is not the Spirit. The Spirit comes to govern, to bring about the mandates of the Father, to speak to the conscience of man, that he may allow those things that are written in his conscience, his heart, and his mind, which are the laws of Yahweh, that they may become alive in his soul. Now that is what the Spirit of Yahweh does. It does not cause one to act as the beasts of the field. Does it cause one to groan like a beast out in the opening? But it causes one to understand the importance of the laws of Yahweh and how they factor in into his life, that he may exemplify the very spirit of the truth of the laws that are in him. That he obeys the Father. He does what he says. And so this is a generation, a religious people, they have forsaken the law. And what they do, they exalt, they praise the wicked. They praise their wicked mothers, fathers. They will exalt their wicked sons and their daughters. They will exalt those that have no honor for the truth of Yahweh. Now, he's going to dig deep down into your corrupt souls today and show you the thing that has blocked your prayer from coming into the place of the throne of Yahweh. This stuff that we call prayer today, I know that there are those that will reject this, but it is the truth. It is not going up to the throne of Yahweh. Scripture tells us, it shows us the prayers that are heard and what we ought to pray for. So when a man forsake the law, they that forsake the law praise the wicked. When you find someone exalting the wicked, when they cannot identify the sins, that they break the laws of Yahweh, they will exalt the wicked. He said, but such as keep the law, contend with them. They deal with them in a contending way. They will not concur with their sins. When someone contends, there is a battle there. Something is wrong with those that keep not the laws of Yahweh. Well, Pastor Roberts, that was the tonight. No, my friend, this is Yahweh. This is what Messiah came to give us light and understanding of. When you began to deny the principles of his laws in your heart, you will begin to exalt the wicked. You will lift up the wicked. You will not call the wicked wicked. You will not call the unrighteous unrighteous. You will condemn the just. And you will exalt the wicked. For there is no righteous law in your heart at all. It's good when you get quiet like that. We know that the weightier things are not being omitted. Judgment is in the house. The judgment of Yahweh is in the house. And that is the only way. Correct me, Father. With judgment. And not in thy anger, lest you bring me to a piece of nothing. So correct me. If he speaks to no one today, he will speak to me. I see what Scripture says. I won't deny it for anyone. So when a man forsakes the law, when he denies the law, he will begin to exalt and praise the wicked. Because they are evil. Evil men understand not judgment. But they that seeketh Yahweh understand all. Or the things of Yahweh, they understand all the laws of Almighty Yahweh. And that's why this generation does not understand. It is an evil, wicked generation. It is one that transgresses the laws of Yahweh. It says, I will not. It says to the Father, it is not necessary. And yet it is all necessary. Every word, not one jot or one tittle, shall pass from the law of Almighty Yahweh. The heavens will be dissolved. The earth shall have no place at all. But not his laws, because that is the integrity of whom he is. And we've been led astray. They're just like sheep in the field over here. Without a shepherd, they become wild. And they began to do what they think is right, because they're beastly. And they become animalistic in all of their ways. And that is what this generation has become. Because evil men, without a law, you don't understand judgment. And so the evil men today do not understand any judgment at all. There is no judgment at all. This is a generation that is very quick to condemn. And yet it will not judge its own corrupt heart. The deceitfulness, the lies, the breaking of Yahweh's laws. And yet they will condemn one in a small infraction. And yet their own sins are never brought to their conscience. Why? Because they are evil. They don't understand judgment. When one understands judgment, they understand that whatever judgment you judge one with, it's going to be met back to you. And so they become very irritated. They become very opposing when the same judgment is brought upon them. They resist that. And that's this corrupt generation. They don't understand the judgment of Yahweh. His judgment is according to righteousness. He's a just king. And I bless him for that. He is my father. And that is why he corrects me with judgment. How? Through his truth. Through scripture. That my heart is given over unto scripture. And whatever you read or study in scripture, that is your correction. You may want to share it with someone and say that that is what I was reading. It was simply that Yahweh was feeding you food that was convenient for your own soul. That is what you needed. You needed the correction. You needed the judgment of Yahweh. And we think that that is something that we ought to be inspired by, because we think we have read something, or we have an understanding of something that the preacher or someone may speak. And so we want to share with them the things that they had read last night or the day before. And what Yahweh said, that was the food that was needed for your soul. For you find yourself in that position and in that condition. When a man forsake the law, I will show you line upon line the precepts. I will take a little from the Tanakh and hear from the new whether it is of Yahweh. If there is no witness, it is a lie. When a man forsake the law, he will begin to praise and to exalt the wicked. Certainly that's my mother, but she's very nice. No, she is wicked. That's my brother. No, he is wicked. And when a man has no law of righteousness in him, he or she will begin to speak like that. Find them out, Yahweh, and show them this house the corruption. You're not going into the kingdom that way. If what I preach condemn you, you're always greater than what than this. For he is the mighty judge. And you're going to have to stand before him. You're going to all have to stand before the throne of Yahweh to be judged. And that is scripture. And so if this condemns you, then you know that you are condemned and on your way to hell. And that is the truth. So when one forsake the law, they began to exalt, praise, and lift up the wicked. They will lift up their own wickedness. They will try to overshadow the laws of righteousness with their own wickedness. That is why you have a spirit of gossiping and busybodiness, because of their own sins. When a man has a righteous law, he will pray. He see a brother or sister fall, he will pray. He finds someone in shortcoming, he will pray. Not the wicked. They don't do that, because they don't understand judgment. The judgments are without mercy, without any kind of temperance. And yet they don't want to be judged. My friend, you're going to be judged that way. Good and quiet. Bless you, Yahweh. And shows us what we need then. I'm on the right road. This is the road of truth. the road of righteousness. I want to drop down to the 9th verse. These are warnings and instruction unto the house of Yahweh. The 9th verse says, I believe this with all of my heart. What a man. He that turneth, do you hear that? Away his ear from hearing the law. And that is what America has done. You have turned your ear away from hearing the law. You don't want to hear about the Father's name. You don't want to identify him. Now that is what Scripture says. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abominable before Yahweh. It is either the truth, or it is one of the most total fabrication of lies there is. Well, that is the Tanakh. That's the Old Testament, my friend. That is the truth of Yahweh. When a man turns away his ear from hearing the law, then the prayers of that man or that woman is an abomination unto Yahweh. And so this nation as a whole, it has turned its ear away from hearing the laws or the law of Yahweh, the righteous law of the Father. Yet they fall on their abominable knees and they pray. And their prayers are not even heard by the Father. Well, Pastor Roberts, I don't interpret that way. Good. I receive the revelation of the simplicity of Yahweh's truth. For that judges a man's heart to let him know or to let you know where your prayers and the place your prayers have gone. I want him to hear. That is why Messiah, he had a law in the Garden of Gethsemane. He knew that he must die to fulfill the purpose of the law. And that is why he had to cry out. That is why he had to pray the way he did. That is why he had to intercede with great travailing. That is why. Because this scripture must have been fulfilled. It had to be. When a man turns away his ear from hearing the law, his prayers are an abomination unto Almighty Yahweh. When his heart is not receptive to truth. It did not say what a man doesn't feel like receiving it. It simply said what a man turneth away his ear from the law. Even his prayers are an abomination unto Yahweh. And this is a generation that rejects the laws. They reject any kind of correction, and that's what the law does. It brings about a correction. It shows us our sins, our transgressions. Without the law, you have no understanding of sin. And so when you turn your ear away from hearing the law, your prayer is an abomination. So that's why you get on your knees and you sit, there is nothing there. It is just a form of a religious practice. That's why there is no life to do it. That's why there is no willingness to do it, because there is no righteous law that governs a man's soul today. For they have abandoned the laws of Yahweh. His name, whom he is, has no identity to this generation at all. None. It's a corrupt generation. It's very vile. And it's very evil. And for some reason we think that the Father is going to allow us to continue to walk in this corrupt manner, in this vile way. Yahweh will not hear a man or woman that denies his laws. And that's the truth. Now, if Scripture tells us that, we better take heed. And we better judge ourselves according to what Scripture says. Not about what mama's religion taught you or daddy's. Not what you learned in the apostolic way or the Baptist way or the Pentecostal. But in the way of truth. In the way of life. Now that is what we need to understand and walk by in this hour, that it may bring about the perfection of the law of Yahweh in a man's soul. So this generation has given their ears over to televisions, radios, music, but they can't hear what the Father says.
They give themselves over to the hearing of their own lies, their own sins, their own lusts, their own corruption. But they can't hear what the law of Yahweh says. They give themselves over to covetousness and greed. They're not content. They're not satisfied. And yet they cannot do what the law of Yahweh says. And we literally think that He is hearing our prayers and He is inhabiting our prayers. And there is an instance and ordeal before Yahweh that is pleasing. No, my friends, it is not so. If the righteous of Yahweh scarcely make it, we don't believe that. And so that's why this abominable generation has opened the door for everything. Every unclean thing. You can be a pervert or homosexual and you have a right. You can be a lying, deceitful dog and you have a right. Whatever you choose to believe, you still have a right. There is only one that is righteous and pure. What He has done, imparted that into a body of flesh. He has came forth in this great anointing of the Father to give us a hope. That we all can strive for the perfection of Almighty Yahweh. But we must be governed to get to that point. And that is why Messiah was governed as well. That's why He profoundly denounced anything that said He came to eradicate the laws. Not so. For Moshe wrote and prophesied of Him and told of the mighty works that He would do. And yet the laws would be rich and powerful in his soul. And he will obey the Father. So when a man turns away his ear from hearing the law, his prayers are an abomination unto Almighty Yahweh. They have no power, they have no substance at all. Now, if that is the truth, then the prophets, the apostles, must speak with the same spirit. They must speak the same thing. There must be a witness. If there's one in the Tanakh, then it must be one in the New Covenant. Let us see what Scripture says. Scripture says in 1 Peter, chapter 3. The profound wise counsel of Kephar, as he began to reveal unto the house the very suffering of Messiah. He says unto them in 1 Kephar, chapter 3. I would have begun reading at verse 8. He tells us finally, this is the final thing for you all. You're coming near the very ending of life. And the ending of all things. So he says, finally, he tells us, all be ye of one mind, or just the same accord. Have the same spirit. For the spirit of Yahweh is not divided. You cannot say you have the spirit of Yahweh when you do things that are contradictory according to the word. That is not so. You may have done things in ignorance, but when you hear the law and the truth of Yahweh, and you turn your ears from that, then you become abominable unto Him. He said, finally be ye all of one mind, or have the same accord. He said, having compassion one of another. Now I say to you, my friends, there's one thing about compassion. It is a manifestation of the Spirit of Yahweh. It is not what you call compassion. You go by your feelings and your emotions. That is not compassion. It is a revelation of whom Yahweh, of the one that is in you. It can be seen by those that don't even have light of whom He is. And He walks in judgment and truth and righteousness. He said, have the compassion one of another. So you show that to each other. Not just to those that you prefer. He said, one of another. He said, love as brethren. You're supposed to love each other as brothers and sisters. There should be a pure compassion. There should be no favoritism. You should love one another. You should be as honest with one as you is the other. You should not discard or assassinate one's character to another when you will not take that one that you're talking. You assassinate that one's character to another. You should shut your mouths. And I warn all your sisters again. You shut your wicked mouths. You brothers learn to be quiet. Study to be quiet what you need to do. I was talking to a politician the other day. He came to visit me to discuss an issue. And yet he began to talk a very compassionate man in his way of explaining his principles. And he looked at me and he said to me, what do you say about that? I say, my friend, it is one thing that I have learned. To be quick to hear and then to be slow to speak. I want to hear what you are saying. I know how I can respond.
But I want to hear what you are saying. And he understood that I listened very attentively to him. I can tell you what he said to me and our conversation. You can even tell when the Father has spoken unto you because you're looking for him to speak unto someone else. Well, if he does that, it's because you are not his. And that is the truth. He said, lovest brothers, he said, be pitiful. Let that be a congeniality, a sincere heart there. Be pitiful, huh? Be courteous. Be courteous one to another. Know how to deal with the saints of your way. You will go to the world and deal with them very courteously to show them that you are, quote, a saint, unquote. And yet you will deal harshly with those that say they walk in the same truth you walk in. Something is wrong in your spirit. You need a conversion. He said, don't render evil for evil or railing for railing. But contrariwise, he said, you counterattack that with a blessing. That's how you do it. Don't sit here and say, well, I'll do that. I've always done that. You haven't done that. Yahweh would not speak to this house if we were walking in the principles of these laws. He is speaking to us to correct us that we can come before him and all from a sincere prayer offering. He said, you know that your prayers are not coming before him. Well, how are we being kept? Well, by his mercies and his grace. That's why. Because he's held to his word. He has called, he has elected, and has chosen a people. And that's why. I will show you in scripture. He said, knowing that ye are thereunto, or whereby you are called. He said, that's why you do these things. You are called that you should inherit it or inherit a blessing. That's why you do it. So nothing that any man can do against me will offend me. Really. That I will hold a bitterness or something in my heart. I will leave the man alone. He will have no problem with me at all. He will have no battle with me or me dealing with him. I will leave him alone. And I believe that's what the Father wants us to do. We will not, and I will not cast my pearls or the pearls of Yahweh before swine. And I will not give that which is holy unto a dog. He said, if a man that will love life, and this is one of my favorite scriptures here. He said, for he that will love life and see just days or good days. He said, let him refrain his tongue from evil. When you talk evil, you're not going to live. The scripture tells us to be not given over unto much foolishness or evil. Or why die ye before your time? And it tells you the principles to refrain your lips. Well, why cannot we refrain the lips? Because their hearts are insidiously wicked and evil. And yet the one that they will condemn it to hell is because of their own hearts. That is their destination. Bless your Father. Let him get quiet. For the sword of the Lord, for the sword of Yahweh is here. The spirit of Yahweh is here. For man love life, he needs to refrain his lips or his tongue from evil, and his lips shall speak no guile. Now, we are all condemned under that judgment. You're condemned. And that is the truth. He showed you your state of mind, your state of consciousness today. He's not playing. You may play, but he doesn't play. There's no frivolity with Father Yahweh. He's not going to take your side either. And he doesn't care about your crying. He told you one thing. If you're going to weep, weep and cry for the daughter of Zion. You need to cry for the men of faith. And weep for those things. Not for your emotions and your feelings or those things that you perceive to be close to you. And if you're always close to you, you love him with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and all your strength. You set your affection on things that are above. You know that these natural things, they're going to be dissolved. Your sons and daughters are going to go their way. Your children, your aunts, your uncles, they're going to go their way. Your fathers, your mothers. That doesn't mean they're going into the kingdom. Very few of them. Few that be that find it. And most folks don't find it. For their affection are not on the things that are above. Few now. Many are called. But few find this way. He called all men to repentance. He said, repent, acknowledge me. Just acknowledge me. And even though you are an outcast, because you acknowledge who I am, you call on my name, I will make you or give you an heritage. That's what Yahweh said. But man won't do that.
He knows the heart of man. He said, first of all, let them hate evil and do good or righteous or just, and let them seek peace and ensue it. Seek peace amongst your brothers and sisters. Desire to establish a peaceable resolution, relationship with brothers and sisters. I don't care which one is right or which one is wrong. You're both wrong. And you both are not right. See, the only right thing is doing what the word of Yahweh says. And applying the principles of his laws, what he says. And that's just the truth, saints. He tells you what things he said, let you must hate evil. Well, where does the evil start? A man's heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately evil. It's desperately wicked. So you must hate the evil or the wickedness in your own heart. You start with you. For the Spirit will always start with you. It will never start with someone else. It will always start with you. It will always show you you. It always, that is where the beginning of the spiritual revelation comes to show you you. It reproves your sins. It shows you your iniquities and your lawless ways. He said, we must do good, we must see peace and ensue it. And then he profoundly utters this, verse 12. For the eyes of Yahweh are over the righteous, only the righteous, those that have been just and justified by him, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of Yahweh is against them that do evil. Now think about your evil ways and your evil doings, your evil words and your evil occupation. You think that the eyes of Yahweh are upon you? My friend, they're not. That's why your prayers have no meaning. That's why it's almost like a wasted thing. That's why you sense nothing of strength from your prayers. That's why there's that constant doubt and your mind is bombarded because you know that there's nothing of substance and power and strength there. You may kid yourself and believe that is so, but that's not so. For it must be done accordingly as the word of Yahweh says. When a man despises these laws of Yahweh, then how can he pray to the one that answers the prayer? When you cannot reverence his name, whom he is, then who do you pray to? To some invisible, unknown God? It can't be. He has an identity. And his identity is Yahweh. He is the self-existent one. He is the one that created all things. And that is him. He is not Lord Baal. He is not God. He is not Jesus the Christo or Christo. He is Messiah. You pray to a false identity, to a pagan idol? Don't tell me over the years you just sense this mighty urgent and this mighty revelation of answering of your prayers. Oh, I pray for a husband I got when you did. I pray for a wife and I got when I did. Is that so? The Father said, if any man pray according to his will, if any man will pray according to his will, ask anything according to his will, then the Father will answer that. When a man is walking under the government of the Father, he knows what the will of the Father is. That's why you have these people praying today, whatever thy will is, this is will that you obey his laws. You keep his statutes. You keep his judgment. That's his will. That's the will of the Father. I will show you in Scripture. You can deny this to your own peril. I will preach it because I know it's the truth. That's why I will preach it. The Scripture says back in Proverbs. I'm going to go there. Proverbs chapter 15. Now it's either the truth or it's a lie. And so if this is not the truth, then the book that you have in your hand, it has no validity. Scripture says in Proverbs chapter 15, I would have begun reading at verse 28. It says, the heart of the righteous or righteous man studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. They don't even think. For the heart is deceitful. And these are the evil issues in their hearts, and they pour out evil things. And their heart speaks evil things. It says in verse 29, it says, Yahweh is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. Was that not what Kephar quoted unto the house of Israel? Did he not tell them that Yahweh, his ears are far from the wicked man?
Well, who is the wicked? The one that denounced the laws of Yahweh. That's a wicked man. When a man shut his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. You cannot close your heart from the truths of Yahweh. And His law is the truth. His righteousness is from everlasting to everlasting. And His law is the truth. How do you denounce that? You are a fool to denounce that. You're filled with insidious powers of hell. His law is the truth. And because this generation, it has no love for the truth, for His laws, this generation has no love for the laws. And that's why He's given them over unto a vile, unclean spirit today. For they have no love for the truth. Well, what is the truth? It's laws. They have no love to be governed. That's why the flesh speaks things and does things. It's greedy. It's covetous. It's vile. It's filthy. It's unclean. Certainly those are the attributes of the flesh. It's sorry. It's lazy. It's thriftless. It's full of frivolity. That's why we need a law to govern us. That we may speak the things that are righteous and truthful. I was lying down of the night we had played basketball, and I was a bit tired. And so I said I would go to bed. And of course I laid there for 15 minutes. I couldn't go to sleep. Because I was filthy. I was sticky. I felt dirty. And so the task for thing was getting up bathing. Didn't want to do that. And of course, when I was cleansed from my filth, how well did I sleep? And I felt so much better. When you cleanse yourself from all the filthiness of your flesh and your spirit, you will find rest in Almighty Yahweh. You will find rest in His truth and His laws. That's why we don't find no rest in His laws and His truth. I want Him to hear my prayer. I don't want to turn my ear away from the laws of Yahweh. When He governed my soul, when He made me. And He put the breath in me. And only Yahweh knoweth Yahweh to the full extent. That only His spirit can identify who He is. And that's why we need His spirit. For the natural mind of man knoweth nothing but the things that are natural and carnal. That's why you know kinfolks and relatives. And your natural heritage. You know that, but you don't know the spiritual heritage. Because the mind is carnal. It's not a spiritual mind. When a man gets that spiritual mind, he will know the heritage of Yahweh. And so that's why we defend the wicked and the carnal things. We will not defend the laws of righteousness. Man that doesn't know the laws of Yahweh, there should be contending between you and him. There is no oneness or accord. You cannot walk together. There's a separation there. And that is the truth. Scripture says that. I want to serve Him. And I want to obey Him. For one thing, I do know that this body, this natural body, is going to expire. And it's not longer than what it was. And so is yours too. That's the truth. And that is the truth. So it behooves you to allow the laws to cleanse you. For His law is the truth. And there is no lie in the law of Yahweh. He is far from the wicked. But He heareth the prayer of the righteous. And that is the word that Kephar quoted. He said, Yahweh is not going to even hear your prayers. You have sinned, you have transgressed the laws, you have rejected the laws, you have rejected this profound truth that Messiah fulfilled the law. So all said that I'm carnal, soul unto death. But the laws, they're spiritual. If Yahweh speaks a word, can I ask you, please, is it a spiritual word or a carnal word? If the Father speaks a word, is it spiritual or carnal? It is spiritual. The laws were never carnal. He had to deal with an apparatus. The flesh was weak. But the laws were never weak. For the laws are an extension of whom He is. He is governed by those same laws. You always fall from the wicked, but you hear the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eye rejoices the heart. When a man has understanding of his truth, it rejoices the heart. It causes the heart to be fat and to be filled with gladness. It says, and a good report maketh the bones fat. When Yahweh speaks to you by His Spirit, when there are those that proclaim the proclamation of His truth, with great utterance whereby it stir your soul, It makes the bones fat. It gives you life for your bones. Your strength gives calcium. Adds sinew to your bones. That you can bear up 50 pounds. That you can handle 100 pounds. He's trying to build us up in the most holy faith. For there's a great burden that should try us all. And we must be able to bear it. We must be able to bear it. And during certain seasonal times, you're not as strong as you ought to be. Physically or spiritually. And in this hour, there's a great battle. There's a great battle in the minds, the spirits of the saints. For we go away from the laws of Yahweh. And we began to go about establishing our own righteousness. And that is not going to work. The ear that heareth reproof of life abideth amongst the wise. So who loves reproof of life? How many truly love to be reproved? When a man despises or a woman despises any reproof, they are fools. But when open their ears to reproof of life, they are wise. When you find one that gets angry because that is a foolish person, the scripture says that folly or anger rested in the bosom of a fool. A wise man, you reprove him, he becomes wiser. For he understands that those laws that are in his heart, his mind, and his inward parts, they are the strength of his life. And they add the fullness of life that he needs to cause him to be strong in the way of Yahweh. And then he doesn't go about establishing his own ways and his own righteousness, just like this Protestant whore, this Jezebel, has established in the land by the mother of all harlots, this Catholic Jezebel. So that's why you got everybody going about establishing their own righteousness. They got their own laws. And they're not the laws of Yahweh. They think that he hears their prayers. That trash that they were president, former Reagan, it meant nothing. There were gods there. But Yahweh wasn't there. There were all kinds of gods. They had the Hindu gods there. They had the Muslims. God, Allah, Akbar. But they did not have Yahweh. The mighty creator of all things. He was not in the mess. It was a filthy thing. It was an abomination. They exude flesh and a dead thing. And it's been 7 days and he hasn't gotten up. Messiah in 3 days he was up. And they exude flesh. They establish it to the greatness above the heights of the heavens. And you always say, what about me? Am I in the midst of that? His name was not invoked. And there were more in there that knew his name than you in here. For they do know his name. And they understand that he has a name. And they know that. Believe me. Scripture says in Psalms chapter 109. That's something key I want to show you today. But I must establish the foundation. Yahweh will not hear a wicked man's prayer. Psalms 109. I want to read 12 verses here. David declared with a profound, sincere urgency of his heart. He said to Yahweh, hold not thy peace, O Yahweh of my praise. He says, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are open against me. Now, how could David know who the deceitful were and the wicked? Because his heart had been tried. He knew the spirit of truth. For the Kudosh Ruah had dealt with David. It dwelt in David. He said, we know that they are wicked and they are deceitful. They have spoken against me with lying tongue. Well, David was the apple of the eye of Yahweh. He was the seed of Yahweh that he established in the earth. He called, he elected, he chose David to be the king of Israel and to lead his people. When they began to sin, then he brought about a division. Yehuda to the north and Israel that way. And that's what he has done because of the wickedness of man. They will not obey his laws. The only thing you need to do is study a little bit. That's all. And then hear what the Spirit of Yahweh says. That's what you need to do. He said, they compass about me also with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. He said, they did things without even a cause. They didn't even try to understand Yahweh. He said, for my love, because I love them, I was kind to them, they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. You hear what he said? Now he said, I'm not like them, but I give myself to prayer. Now David identified their hearts, the spirits. He said they were wicked. This is a generation that doesn't want to know what it's about or who they are. We don't want to know that. And yet David identified every last one of them. He said, but I give myself to prayer. He said, and they have rewarded me evil for my justness or my good or my righteousness, and hatred for my love. They have done things deceitfully, with lies, with a corrupt intent. He said, set thou, now look at his prayer. He said, set thou a wicked man over him or them, and let Satan stand at his right side. Now that's what he's done. He set a wicked man on the earth today. He set the Pope. And Satan stands at his right side. Frail old man that yields such authority, can't even talk. It's the one that's beside him. And all of her daughters, they fall prey to her. The president of this nation, that there should be no established religion, and yet he goes and bow and repents before the Pope. And yet all of her whorish daughters, it's one thing about a whore, you can't tell a whore anything. And you cannot tell these whorehouses nothing today. Yahweh cannot govern them with laws. A whore will not be governed by the law. She will go out and the law say, lottering prohibited, she will defy that. And that's what this whorehouse has done today. Yahweh said, thou shalt not murder, and they murder. They hate one another. You hate your brother or sister without a cause. You are a murderer. And that's the truth. He said, I pray you set a wicked man over them and let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned. And let his prayers become sin. Now that is this nation. The prayers have become a sin before Yahweh. Why? How can a prayer become sin? Because they have turned their ear away from the law. They will not call upon the name of the Father. He has a name. And his name is not the damnable name Jesus or Lord or God. His name is Yahweh. And the Son came in the power and the strength of the Father's name. I speak that emphatically. And I know what I'm saying. It's not because of how I feel. It's what I have learned. What things I have researched out. You can learn anything in this hour. You can learn how to build a bomb. You can learn anything. It's there. And it's fact. Has to be fact. If you build it in His Word, is it true? So it's there to learn. We're just a slothful, lazy, wicked generation. We don't want to expend ourselves. That's why most folks, I love you all, when it comes to losing weight or something like that, they don't want to expend themselves. They're looking for a quick remedy. And it doesn't work that way. It's a task. It's a battle. So it is if you're going into the kingdom. You must fight. Is that not what scripture says? The good fight of faith. To retain faith, you must fight to retain it. You must fight against the will of your own mind and your spirit. Because faith only comes one way, and that's by hearing the law, the truth of Yahweh. And how can you even hear unless Yahweh establish a preacher man that he places truth in his mouth? That's all right. It's still the truth. He said, let his days be few and let another take his office. Now, this is the prayer. Now, you think David prayed this of his own? This is what the Father compelled him to pray, saints. He said, let his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. He said, let his children be continuously vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of desolate places. He said, let the extortioner catch all that he hath, and let the strangers spoil his labor. And that's what is happening today. They labor the extortioners, their loans, they rob them.
They beat them down. They do it to the daddy. They do it to the son because they have rejected the laws of Yahweh. They have rejected His truth. And when a man's prayers become sin to Yahweh, it's because he has turned his ears away from hearing the law. When a man turns his ear away from hearing the law, his prayers are an abomination. Is an abomination a sin? Is an abomination a sin? It is a very vile thing. Is an abomination a sin? Yes, it's a sin. It's vile. And so when a man turns his ear away from hearing the laws of Yahweh, for he say that the law is not truth. And then he prays and is an abomination. Yahweh say, you pray to me. And you say my laws are large. You say my name is not so. You say that my love is not so. To love me first of all and then love your neighbor. You love him first. You deal with the first four first. And then the next six you deal with them. But you got to deal with the first four first. We got to get priorities straight. We got to find out what his name is. And if he doesn't possess a name, we got to find out what that non-possessed name is. But he has a name. It's not Jesus. It's not Lord. It's not God. Those, not any of those words, as I search out words to the farthest of their ethnicity, I search in the Cambridge dictionaries, the Oxfords, I search to understand those things. I want to speak what is right. And when I began to see the origins of these words, I say, my Father, how did that happen? Man in his subtle, wicked ways, he knew what he was doing. He had to preach things that was acceptable to a pagan, wicked Gentile world. And so that's why they use names like Christo, Christ, and Jesus, and Ghost, and all of those things. If you search them back to the etymology, you will find the meanings of all of them. And that's the truth. And it doesn't take a scholar to search that out. If he can take something like me and I can find it, then any man can. And that's the truth. Don't tell me his truth is not real. For it is. He said in verse 12, now this is your way. He poured this in the David spirit. He said, let there be none to extend mercy unto him. Well, Pastor Roberts, that's not so. That's what Messiah, that's what Yahweh is going to say. We've done all these good works in your name. We've healed. We cast out demons. And he will declare, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, for I knew you not. Will he extend mercy to them? He is not going to extend mercy. We have been taught and captivated with what this religious whorehouse has taught. And we think that what he said here is not true in the new, but it's the same thing. There are no barriers between. The only barrier between what's here in the Tanakh and the New Testament is, I tell you what the barrier is. You know what it is? It's your own deceitful flesh. He said, let there be none to extend mercy unto him. He said, neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let none favor his fatherless children, for he has rejected the laws. He will bring that curse upon the fourth generation of children. He said, let no one touch their children because they are cursed things. And we don't think and believe that Yahweh operates that way. Sure, he is love, but he is the total opposite of love too. He's hatred. How can you say that? Were that not two yet unborn? The scriptures say that there were two twins yet unborn. Two of them. Yaakov, yet one he loved and one he hated. He loved Yaakov and he hated Esau. Do you think that he just loved Esau? Scripture says he hated him. Now, if you don't want to find that to be true, that's the way the Father is. That's just the truth. He's not what, this what you call love. That's not the love of your way. You can't even love him unless you keep his laws and do what he says. That is our love toward him. When you obey him, when you honor his name, you obey him, then there's nothing. It's not hard to love your brother or your sister or not covet. Those things are easy. It's just because we don't love him, we love our flesh. Our flesh deceives us and it corrupts us. We're not honest enough with our own selves. We don't look at ourselves with a tremendous critique and a reproving or rebuke. I said to my wife, I said, that picture that Jason put of me on the net, I said, I look like a hog, don't I? Well, that's the truth. We don't want to identify ourselves like that. Well, I don't look that bad. You look a mess.